The other people who aren't paying mortgages are people who are in the rental sector. Christina, there's proposals next month to deal with, if not reducing rent, then at least to prevent evictions. What's on the cards next week?
Yeah, so over the next couple of weeks, the government are actually going to have to sit down and decide whether they're going to extend this eviction ban or moratorium or whether they're going to lift it. I think it's going to be quite a tough one, I think, for the government to get by, because basically I think they brought it in thinking that it was going to, you know, do something to the homeless figures, but they have actually, you know, risen since the eviction ban has been brought in. And that's exactly, I think, what Leo Varadkar was pointing to today in the Dáil, saying that they had a they had hoped that it would, you know, help the situation, and it hasn't. So is the government going to sit back and rely on that argument to lift the ban? One could argue that actually the numbers have gone up even with this. So even without it, things are going to get a lot worse. You know, I think it's with the Attorney General at the moment, but the argument would be that nothing has much changed in terms of when this was brought in. There hasn't been a massive supply of houses onto the market. It's not like it's easier really to find somewhere to rent. The problems are still as acute as ever. So the argument technically should be there for that to remain. On the flip side of that, there'd be a lot of listeners who perhaps are, you know, the small accidental landlord who are, you know, dealing with those mortgage interest rates, you know, who are looking to sell. And is the government actually going to do something to tackle that? It's quite an unpopular, I suppose, discussion and debate for politicians to have. It's not an easy one, but it does seem to be that those two things have to be married together.
Well, it's a good thing we have a few politicians here now to discuss that very thing. Tim Lombard, as Christina was saying, that it was introduced at a particular time to avoid people being evicted, but the cost of living crisis has only gone in one direction since then. There's every reason to assume that those people who have been in difficulty all along are in a worse position now, and lifting this eviction ban will just provide you with a worse headache at a time where we can see an accommodation crisis in all areas.
Yeah, I just don't know. Like, you look at this, where we are at the actual housing market itself.
What's the strongest argument against restoring it?
I think it's about trying to get confidence back into the sector, trying to get people to invest to make sure they actually have landlords coming into the sector. Landlords are not coming to the sector at the moment because they believe that the sector isn't profitable. They believe the sector isn't workable for them at the moment. And people might want to cash out because they're in a certain situation. Maybe, you know, a family couple might be wanting to marry, move into house, whatever the scenario is. Like, the biggest issue we have at the moment is, and Christine mentioned the terminology, accidental landlords. That is where we are with our actual majority of landlords in Ireland. They're probably one or two homes. That's how they actually run their operation. And I'm very fearful that the confidence within that sector is at the moment is actually on the rock bottom. And because of that, they will actually take the opportunity to cash out in due time. And we don't want that. We want people to invest in that market. And for them to invest in that market and become a part of a vibrant rental market, we need people to come into it. And I don't think people are going to come into it just ban in place.
Before I go to the rest of it, would it be better if it wasn't seen as a market, it was seen as a utility, and that maybe if people wanted to exit the market, that's an ideal opportunity for local authorities and others to step in and buy that housing stock?
We are very unique in our actual housing market itself. Like, the amount of accidental landlords, maybe couples that might have got married, they had two houses, or God forbid somebody dies and you take over the grandmother's house. That's the majority of our actual landlords at the moment. Because of that, we need to have a different approach to it. And because of that, this rent ban at the moment, I think, is working against the market.
All right. Rory O'Murchie, would you have some sympathy for people who decided to invest in property rather than taking risks in pension products that they felt might be subject to a volatile market?
Well, first of
they put
all,
their money
say,
in what they thought was a banker. And now they're in a position where they feel stuck with it.
Right. But we start from the point of view we're in a complete disaster situation. What is it? 11,632 people, I think, was the number in December that are in emergency accommodation. That's and over 3,400 kids. I think it's 3,442. But see beyond that, and if you add probably the added figures in relation to street homelessness, and if you're taking into account other people, you could be up on something like 18,000 people. So we are in a complete disaster situation, right? And until the point that you deal with supply, you know, none of this is going to be fixed. You're not going to have the perfect system. So if you're talking, I remember hearing it, and it was Focus Ireland or Threshold, and I cannot remember, so apologies to both of them at this stage. And they spoke about the fact that you needed to provide security of tenure for those in tenancies. But they also said that you needed to probably professionalise the market. And on that basis, that would be a case that you couldn't just carry out what are known as the rent evictions, and you would change the nature of where we're at. But we're in an emergency. We cannot have a case that, and here, see my office, see some of our councillors. I'm going to talk about Kevin Meenan in Dundalk. He spends most of his time dealing with rental agencies and trying to get people through the gap in relation to get them into a house. Are people under pressure? Yeah, there's a huge amount of people who are probably want out at this point in time, and they're probably going to leave anyway.
We've got a few messages in on both sides. The eviction ban is brutally unfair to property owners because it traps them into being perpetual landlords. It also renders their properties worthless, since an occupied property can only be sold to other landlords.
You also mentioned the local authority, and I think that is a major part. And we've all been told about how easy it has been made for local authorities to buy houses in those sort of set of circumstances, but we haven't seen enough of it happening.
Somebody else texts in to say the eviction ban, Richard Barrett tweets in to say the eviction ban was not designed to increase supply. If it's lifted, large numbers of people will be evicted on foot of rent increases. Do panellists want that? Yeah. Thomas Pringle?
That's the problem. We can change the vacant sale of a property so that you can sell your house with a tenant in it, and that solves that problem once and for all. Straight away, nobody's been evicted to be made homeless for a property to be let. And I don't believe that the vast majority of our landlords are accidental landlords now at all. I think it's gone the other way, and there's a lot of institutional landlords and investment funds that are actually in there that are profiteering on the rental of properties. And what we have to do is the local authorities.
Have you ever had somebody come to you who's a landlord trying to explain the predicament of so-called accidental mom and pop single house owning landlord and said, look, this is a difficulty? And what are they presenting to you as the issues they're facing?
Well, they're presenting that difficulties. Well, in one case where a daughter moved home and wanted the daughter to move into the house, and there was a tenant in the house and the eviction ban was in place, and so they couldn't get the daughter couldn't get access to the property. And that's a difficult situation. It's a difficult situation for that family.
And what would you do in that situation?
Well, I would say to them that there's an eviction ban in place, and I believe that the eviction ban is right at the moment. And that's the reality of the situation. It's very unfortunate for that person, and in that circumstance it is difficult for them.
What do you say, Rory Murdoch, on that? A family whose daughter is effectively homeless.
No, that's it.
Look, when they have a property.
But that's it. We're looking for an eviction ban on the basis, or moratorium, as was said earlier, on the basis that we are in an absolute emergency crisis, and it's absolutely necessary.
And to the daughter of that family,
there's
will I
have someone who will come to me in that set of circumstances with those sort of difficulties? Yes. What we really need to do is build houses. We've been hearing about we're going to deal with vacant homes. We're hearing about we look at any technological measure that's possible in relation to whether it's modular homes or 3D concrete printing, you know what I mean, or whatever. But we haven't seen any of it actually happening.
We're building 30,000 houses at the moment. Our ambition is to get to 40,000. One of the unique figures I came across today, actually, was in Sullis.
I know, but there's
over 3,500 plumbers in Sullis at the moment. So now we're getting the pipeline of actual tradesmen coming through. And that's what we need to reach our targets.
Our biggest issue was
we didn't have the labour. Now we're producing that, and that's very important.
But the argument constantly is that supply is going to solve this problem. And we have seen a number of new developments come online from apartment blocks which we're told are needed. And, you know, I'm a renter myself. My rent, thankfully, is reasonable enough that I can afford it. But if I was just looking around and wanted to move back to Dublin, which I moved to Meath during the pandemic, given the cost of rent in Dublin, if I looked at Dublin now and looked at those institutional apartments that have been built, they look fab, great. But, like, over 2,000 euro. Like, the supply is there, but there's no way that anyone can actually afford to live in them. Like, it's not doing anything to bring down
supply
the cost.
Supply is still the biggest issue. Supply in my part.
But what's the point in having a supply of loads of lovely apartments that are lying empty along the side of the
railway?
It's
supply may well be the answer, but that supply is going to be put under further pressure if people are evicted, if this ban is lifted.
No, because in many ways, if this ban is lifted, it will give confidence in the market so people can get into the market. Landlords are leaving the market at the moment.
The supply has to be there for them to get into, for there to be a market there for them to get into.
So if we are producing 30,000 developments at the moment, 30,000 houses, then that gives the potential for people to get involved in the market.
I just want to go to the listeners on this. Somebody saying, I hate politicians saying X, Y and Z shouldn't have got energy payment. This is going back to the earlier discussion. But thank God I'm in a position to pay my bills, but I'm also quite happy and feel no guilt in getting and accepting the energy payment. I'm fed up paying the top rate tax and getting nothing in return. There's nothing accidental about these landlords, says another listener texting into 51551. There's nothing accidental about these landlords. Caveat emptor, let them move on and accidentally invest in other things that don't work out for them and allow councils to buy and rebalance the percentage of social council stock sold off in the 80s. And then another texter in to say, you could be waiting years for your local council to purchase a property you want to get rid of, and who decides what the market value is? Well, another thing we could be waiting years for is a solution to the Northern Ireland Protocol, and we're going to deal with that after this.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.